just to get out of there alive. I smoke. If this bothers anyone, I recommend you looking around the world in which we live and shutting your fucking mouth. Take that home with you. I got some news to tell you tonight. Very exciting news. For non-smokers, oh, I can't wait to tell you all this because I know you don't know this. And I feel it's my duty to pass on information at all times so that way we can all evolve quicker. Non-smokers, you ready? This, by the way, is a fact, too. Non-smokers, ready? Drum roll. Non-smokers die every day. Oh, sleep tight. Oh, the truth shall set you free. I know that you non-smokers entertain some type of eternal life fantasy because you don't smoke cigarettes. Well, let me be the first to pop that fucking bubble and send you about your way with some little truth. You're gonna fucking die. Okay? Okay. Love ya. Shut the fuck up. And you know what doctors say? Shit, if only you'd smoked, we'd have the technology to help you. Two people dying from nothing that are screwed. I got all sorts of neat gadgets waiting for me. Iron lung, oxygen tent, it's like Christmas. It's weird, man. People say the dumbest things, too. Hey, you quit smoking, you get your sense of smell back. I live in New York City. I don't want my fucking sense of smell back. Is that urine? I think I smell a dead fella. Where's that coming? Look, honey, a dead fella. I found him. Thank God I quit smoking. I can find dead fellas in urine puddles. Ooh, I love living in New York. I know, it's weird. Does anyone remember this? When Yul Brynner died and came out with that commercial after he was dead? Does anyone remember that? Yeah. I'm Yul Brynner and I'm dead now. What the fuck's this guy selling? Guy crawled through the earth to get a residual check here. I'm Yul Brynner and I'm dead now because I smoke cigarettes. It's pretty frightening, you know? But they could have done that with anybody. They could have done it with that Jim Fix guy just as easily. I'm Jim Fix, and I'm dead now. And I don't know how the fuck it happened. I jogged every day, ate nothing but tofu, swam 500 laps every morning. I'm dead. Yul Brynner drank, smoked, and got laid every night of his life. He's dead. Shit. Yul Brynner's chain smoking, drinking, 15-year-old girl sitting on his cue ball noggin every night of his life. I'm running around a dewy track at dawn. We're fucking both dead. God damn it. I know it's a nasty habit, but guess what? Drum roll. I'm addicted. Trying to quit. You ever try and quit, sir? I love it. Every smoker, I love it. You ever try and quit? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm trying right now. Did you try cold turkey? No? What did you try?
Didn't last long.
Didn't last long, but you did try stopping cold turkey. Thank you, sir. I haven't believe I've entered you into the show yet. I'm talking to the smoker because he's smoking. When I start talking about goofballs, you get ready. When the word goofball comes up, you sit up and take a sip of coffee because you're on. Listen, folks, the audience participation part of the show is limited to this and this only. Direct yes and no answers to my questions, laughter, applause, and a blowjob from all the women afterwards. That's it. You can all relax within those parameters, I believe. Good. Glad we know the fucking schedule. So you did try. Cold turkey's hard. It's really aggravating. What I'm going to do is I'm going to quit gradually. And what you do to quit gradually is I'm going to lose one lung. And then a little while later,